आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। गवर्नमेंट रिवोक्स सिक्योरिटी क्लियरेंस ऑफ टर्किश क्राउन हैंडलिंग फर्म चेलेबी एयरपोर्ट सर्विसेज, साइटिंग नेशनल सिक्योरिटी कंसर्न्स। After JNU, Jamia Millia Islamia suspends MOUs with institutions in Turkey over support to Pakistan. UN says India remains fastest growing economy at precarious moment for world. Bharat Pavilion inaugurated at Cannes Film Festival in France. UK High Court rejects fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi's bail plea. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster Nihal Sarin finishes as runner-up at Asian Championship in Al Ain, UAE. The government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Çelebi Airport Services India Private Limited with immediate effect. In an order, Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said that the decision was taken in the interest of national security. The security clearance for this company had been approved by the BCAS Director General in November 2022. Çelebi Aviation provides passenger handling, flight operations, cargo and postal services, as well as management of aero bridges and warehouse services at airports across 9 cities, including Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Goa, Cochin and Kannur. In compliance with the directive from BCAS, Delhi International Airport Limited has formally ended its association with Çelebi entities responsible for ground handling and cargo operations at Indira Gandhi International Airport. After Jawaharlal Nehru University, Jamia Millia Islamia announced the immediate suspension of all memoranda of understanding with institutions affiliated with the government of Turkey. In a social media post, Jamia said, "It stands firmly with the nation." More from our correspondent.
Several leading Indian universities have suspended their academic MOUs with Turkish institutions, citing national security concerns. Adding to the wave of academic disengagement, the Maulana Azad National Urdu University in Hyderabad has cancelled its academic MOU with the Yunus Emre Institute in Turkey with immediate effect. The university had signed an MOU with the Yunus Emre Institute in 2024 for a period of 5 years, under which a diploma in Turkish language was started at the School of Languages, Linguistics and Indology. Earlier, JNU suspended its own MOU with İnönü University in Turkey. The agreement signed earlier this year was intended to promote collaborative research and student exchanges. These decisions came amid a broader deterioration in India-Turkey relations, spurred by Ankara's support for Pakistan and criticism of India's recent strike on terror camps across the border. Turkey's alignment with Pakistan on key strategic and defense issues has triggered domestic calls in India for the boycott of Turkish products and tourism. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India set a new global benchmark by striking terrorism with precision while upholding the vision of peace. He emphasized that terrorism is no longer a concern of a single nation, but a threat to global security. Speaking at the inauguration of the Bhairon Singh Shekhawat Smriti Pustakale in Jaipur, the Vice President said that for the first time, India carried out precise strikes on Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba hideouts across international borders, and the world did not demand proof. This was a clear demonstration of India's rising power and global standing.
और ये पहली बार हुआ है कि जैश ए मोहम्मद और लश्कर ए तोयबा के ठिकानों पर अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा के अंदर जाकर उनके सबसे प्रभावी प्रांत में सटीक चोट, जिसका प्रमाण विश्व में कोई नहीं मांग रहा है। पूरी दुनिया ने देखा कि भारत की शक्ति कितनी ताकत है। भारत ने दुनिया को एक बहुत बड़ा संदेश दिया है। अब से एक बड़ा बदलाव आया है। आतंकवाद को बर्दाश्त नहीं करेंगे, क्योंकि आतंकवाद किसी देश के लिए नहीं, दुनिया के लिए चिंता का विषय है।
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News brings in a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Captain Manoj Kumar Pandey, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Kargil War.
A resident of Sitapur district in Uttar Pradesh, Captain Manoj Kumar Pandey, joined the National Defence Academy and Indian Military Academy and was commissioned as a lieutenant in the 1st Battalion, 11th Gorkha Rifles. Captain Pandey took part in a series of boldly led attacks during Operation Vijay, forcing back the intruders with heavy losses in Batalik, including the capture of Jubar Top. His words, "If death strikes before I prove my blood, I swear I will kill death," was a powerful expression of his unwavering determination and courage. On the night of 2nd and 3rd July 1999, during the advance to Kalubar as his platoon approached its final objective, it came under heavy and intense enemy fire from the surrounding heights. Captain Pandey, fearlessly assaulting the first enemy position, killed two enemy personnel and destroyed the second position by killing two more. He was injured on shoulder and legs while clearing the third position. Undaunted and without caring for his grievous injuries, he continued to lead the assault on the fourth position, urging his men, and destroyed the same with a grenade, even as he got a fatal burst on his forehead. This singular daredevil act of Captain Pandey provided the critical firm base for the companies, which finally led to the capture of Kalubar. He, however, succumbed to his injuries. Lieutenant Manoj Kumar Pandey showed most conspicuous bravery, indomitable courage, exemplary personal valor, outstanding leadership, and devotion to duty of an exceptionally high order in the face of the enemy, and made the supreme sacrifice. He was awarded Parambir Chakra posthumously. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Kerala, Union Minister of State Suresh Gopi flagged off the Tiranga Yatra in Thrissur district last evening to honour the armed forces involved in India's Operation Sindoor. While addressing the event, Mr. Gopi said that Operation Sindoor serves as a strong warning to terrorism, extremism and religious fundamentalism across the globe. Hundreds of people of all ages from different walks of life participated in the Yatra, holding flags and tricolour balloons. BJP leaders Shobha Surendran and B. Gopalakrishnan also participated in the Yatra. In a powerful demonstration of patriotism and solidarity with the Indian Armed Forces, around 10,000 emotionally charged citizens took part in a massive Tiranga Yatra in Jammu last evening. Under the banner of Citizens for National Security, the Yatra commenced from JDA parking at Indira Chowk and traversed through the city's bustling streets before culminating at the Press Club, Jammu. Waving the national flag and chanting slogans like Jai Hind, Vande Mataram and Indian Army Zindabad, the participants expressed unflinching support for the nation's soldiers. The event witnessed participation of civil society members from all spectrums of life and prominent leaders, army veterans, saints, members of various social and trade organizations. Michael Rubin, a former Pentagon official and senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, has criticized the U.S. for not blocking $1 billion bailout package by International Monetary Fund, IMF, to Pakistan. He called Pakistan one of the world's most corrupt countries and accused it of using terror as state policy. Rubin argued that the IMF's decision also indirectly benefits China, given Islamabad's close ties with Beijing. He condemned the release of funds at a time when Pakistan-based terrorists had recently carried out brutal attacks in India, calling the IMF's action a snub to President Donald Trump's efforts to reduce tensions between the two nuclear powers. India remains the fastest growing large economy, according to the United Nations, UN. As per UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects, WESP, mid-year report, the Indian economy is expected to grow by 6.3% this fiscal year, even as the global economy faces a precarious moment. Ingo Pittel, a senior UN economist, said the growth is driven by strong private consumption and public investment.
India remains one of the fastest growing large economies, driven by strong private consumption and public investment, even as growth projections to 6.3% in 2025.
India made a strong presence at the ongoing Cannes Film Festival with the inauguration of the Bharat Pavilion, reaffirming the country's commitment to promoting its cinema on the global stage. The pavilion promotes Indian cinema globally and fosters international collaborations. More from our correspondent.
The event saw the presence of renowned personalities, including filmmaker and IFFI Festival director Shekhar Kapoor and veteran actor Anupam Kher. On the occasion, Mr. Shekhar Kapoor spoke on the growing influence of India as a creative powerhouse and the role of cinema in fostering global unity. Actor Anupam Kher, in his address, talked about the journey of Indian cinema and his own development in conjunction with the nation's film industry. The pavilion has been set up by the National Film Development Corporation and the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry. The event also featured the launch of the IFFI 2025 poster and trailer. Besides, the Indian Film Guide was launched, promoting India's film talent, co-production incentives and filming locations. The guide is intended to project India as a viable partner for international collaboration. The 78th Cannes Film Festival kicked off on Tuesday with filmmakers, artists and cinephiles from across the world in attendance. Several Indian actors and filmmakers walked the red carpet on Wednesday and multiple Indian films were screened as part of the prestigious event. Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The High Court of Justice in London has rejected a fresh bail petition filed by Diamantaire Nirav Modi, who is held in a prison there and wanted in India, in the 13,000 crore rupees Punjab National Bank PNB fraud case orchestrated with his uncle Mehul Choksi. Nirav Modi approached the court in London yesterday seeking his release on bail, pending the decision on his extradition request. In sports, India had a brilliant day in chess yesterday, along with notable updates from the world of athletics and cricket. A report.
Indian Grandmaster Nihal Sarin finished as runner-up at the Asian Chess Championship held in Alain in UAE. The top-seeded pair from Kerala defeated Iran's Badia Daneshwar in the final round clash held between the joint overnight leaders. However, Sarin had to settle for silver due to an inferior tie-break score, with both pairs finishing with 7 points from 9 rounds. Despite narrowly missing the title, Nihal secured a spot in the upcoming FIDE Chess World Cup, set to be held in India later this year. In some more chess news, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda ended his run of draws to take sole lead ahead of the final round of the Superbet Classic in Bucharest, Romania. He defeated Filipino-American Grandmaster Wesley So in the 8th round. Pragyananda leads the leaderboard with 5 points. The 9th and final round will be played today. In athletics, India's two-time Olympic medalist and reigning world champion in javelin throw, Neeraj Chopra, will participate in his first Diamond League meet of the season in Doha, Qatar today. And in women's cricket, BCCI has announced ODI and T20 squads for India's upcoming tour of England, scheduled from June 28 to July 22. Harmanpreet Kaur will lead the women in blue in both formats, with Smriti Mandhana serving as a deputy. Manik Sharma, News Desk.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. Hindustan Times, in its top story, quotes Defence Minister Rajnath Singh as saying that the global nuclear watchdog, International Atomic Energy Agency, must monitor rogue Pakistan's nuclear weapons arsenal. Indus Waters treaty to remain on hold till Pakistan stopped exporting terror, says External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, writes the Times of India. Trump frowns on Apple push to make in India, claims Delhi to drop all tariffs, headlines the Indian Express. External Affairs Minister refutes Trump on zero tariffs claim, reads the Pioneer headline. In a major breakthrough in counterinsurgency operations, at least 10 militants were killed in gunfight with Assam Rifles in Manipur yesterday, reports the Asian Age. And finally, the Supreme Court yesterday gave the state of Telangana a choice between restoring the Kantra Gachibowli forest, where trees were felled for an IT infrastructure project, or face the prospect of its chief secretary and officials being sent to jail, writes the Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government revokes security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Celebi Airport Services, citing national security concerns. After JNU, Jamia Millia Islamia suspends MOUs with institutions in Turkey over support to Pakistan. UN says India remains fastest growing economy at precarious moment for world. Bharat Pavilion inaugurated at Cannes Film Festival in France. UK High Court rejects fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi's bail plea. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster Nihal Sarin finishes as runner-up at Asian Championship in Al Ain, UAE. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.